Okay, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are. It's been a minute here, and this is one of those podcasts that are very special to me, but I will not be intentionally socializing it. It's actually a message for one person, but hey, if you're here, it means you found it. So thank you, because that means you must be following this podcast. I'm grateful. I am blessed. In a few moments, well, in about 34 minutes, by the special grace of God, I am going to become the mom of a 30-year-old awesome gentleman. And he's really asked me to not make too much of this. He's actually really busy, working really hard, and just wants to keep his head down. But he has agreed that I can do me. And while I will not be going to town as I usually would, I will, or I am, as you can see, going to do my usual Salt Mommy birthday podcast, just to thank God for this amazing human being. Nobody is perfect, you know. No child is perfect, no parent is perfect, but be that as it may, as a parent, you know, you're always focusing on the good in your child. And I do that. I do that with intentionality. So anyway, without further ado, let me launch into my happy birthday message to my favorite firstborn son. Not like I have any other, but you know what I mean. Lord, I thank you for my firstborn son. Papa God, as always, I must begin and end with thanking you. Who am I, really, that you would choose me to be the mom of this awesome human being that you have gifted the world? Who am I that you would decide to look at me and say you will be a mom through this child who is now a man? Lord, I thank you. Thank you for keeping him in my life. Thank you for keeping him in my belly for 9 months, bringing him home to us and watching over him all these many years, 3 decades to be precise, till this very day. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for 3 decades of your loving faithfulness over your son. I give you my highest praise, my love, my FBS. Happy birthday. Huh? What are you saying? What is the calendar saying? You are what? I am what? Oh my gosh, my happy place. Happy birthday. I'm so proud of you. I know you are bunkering down and keeping it quiet, and I respect that. And you are even beginning to rub off on me a little bit, I think. Or maybe that's just life dealing with me. But you see, one thing that I must do on this your special day, maybe 2 things, is one, I must love you out loud. I must love on you out loud. We must always love on those we love out loud, because you just don't know how much time you have. And we must let people that we love know that we love them. And even though it would be wonderful to do it every single day, if we can't, then on their special days like their birthdays, we must take full advantage of that opportunity to let them know. So my love, my FBS, happy birthday. I know you know, but I want you to know again and again and again how much I love you. You make me so grateful to be a mommy. It's my highest title. It's my Pulitzer, being your mom, you and your siblings. It's every award anybody could want in whatever field they're in. For me, that's being your mom. That's my award. And I'm grateful to God for that. Thank you for always looking out for me. Thank you for the fine young gentleman, hardworking. Oh my goodness. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for always rooting for me. Thank you for being so gracious about all the ways I used you to learn mommying. It's funny, now you're gracious. Before, you'd just be like looking at me weird and cross-eyed when you see me mommying Aneka in such a different way than I mommied you. I was just doing it by the book and maybe a bit too straight-laced, but hey, look at you. You turned out okay. But thank you for being gracious. I appreciate that. Thank you for how intentional you are now about being there for your siblings. That makes me so happy. I think any mom, any parent would love to see that happening. And I thank God for, you know, making you that sibling, you know. And oh, happy birthday, my FBS. I want to thank you, I think most of all, for as most of us who are adulting are doing on the face of this earth today, you know, thank you for pushing through. You inspire me, you know, the way you're pushing through all the noise and all the bass bosses of being an entrepreneur, not just in Nigeria, but, you know, globally, you know. And all, I'm really grateful to God for helping you do that. But I thank you for also by yourself choosing to do that, because it takes a lot of resilience and determination, you know. And I see you doing that every day, and I'm so proud of you. And I know that God will help you to push through to the purpose that He has ordained for you. Happy birthday, my darling. The second thing I must do today on your birthday, which I'm already doing in a way, but I want to really be intentional about celebrating your life and thanking God for gifting you the privilege of another year. You know, everyone in my family knows in this season that this is a huge gift, the gift of life, the gift of another year. So I'm thanking God, my Lord, my Almighty Heavenly Father. Thank you for your son. Thank you for keeping him for another year. Thank you for gifting him another year to go out there and be all that you have called him to be. To you alone be all the glory. Happy birthday, AK. I promised no photos. We did agree that I could do one IG story, but you know what? Let's just leave it at this, my Salt Mommy birthday podcast, okay? So at least it's always be there. It will always be in my voice. And maybe many moons down, you would love to come back and listen to it or play it for your children. Did I hear you say amen? No pressure, my love. No pressure. You know now. You know me. God's time is always the best time. So to you, my favorite firstborn son, in whom I am well pleased, happy birthday. AK, all the days of your life, you are marvelously helped by God. You have the mind of Christ. You are led by the Holy Spirit of God. And you are protected by your ministering angels. And the works of your hands are blessed because your heart seeks to help others. So it is, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Happy, happy, happy birthday. See, I tried now. It's not an episode this time. Like my blogs from 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years ago. Do you remember them? But anyway, this is short. It's just, I don't know how many minutes it is, but it is a short one. But one that I hope would add some spice and some fun and some smiles to your day. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, darling. God bless you. Love you. But remember, God loves you way, way more.